the rest of the story. Farmer Andrew Kehoe was at his wit's end. In the wake of disappointing crops and soaring local taxes his farm had suffered, he was on the verge of failure and foreclosure, in fact. It was the high taxes, Andrew blamed. He'd entered a recent political race in the community of Bath, Michigan, to fight those taxes. He had run and won, but the damage had been done, and the local government official that he held responsible for the intolerable status quo was Emory Hayek. Ironically, Mr. Kehoe, in addition to farming, performed routine maintenance at the building where his nemesis, Mr. Hayek, worked, did those repairs and odd jobs for free, which seemed even stranger under the circumstances. But those who consider it remarkable could not have imagined the rest of the story, that all the while Andrew Kehoe was fixing and painting and polishing in Mr. Hayek's building, he was secretly planting dynamite. More than 500 pounds of dynamite scattered throughout all of the places where nobody could find it. Now it's the morning of May 18. Mr. Kehoe is in the same building, ostensibly repairing a door hinge. He waits until everybody's attention is focused elsewhere, then he creeps away quietly to set the detonator. It's attached to a simple clock mechanism, which will enable him to retreat to a safe vantage point from which he can enjoy the show. Minutes later at 9:10 a.m., Mr. Kehoe is sitting in his car, watching intently as Mr. Hayek's building erupts with a deafening roar. In fact, only the front office, only Mr. Hayek's office is spared in the blast, but Mr. Kehoe had planned it that way. For as Mr. Hayek flees the building in terror, he spots Mr. Kehoe sitting in his car. Realizing what's happened, he shouts, "Damn you, Kehoe," and rushes toward the automobile. Mr. Hayek's only a yard or two away when Mr. Kehoe triggers a second bomb inside the car itself. When authorities arrive at the scene, they find the building in smoking rubble, 38 dead, 43 critically injured, more than 100 burned, slashed by debris, in shock, or all three. And where the bomber's automobile was parked, there's only an engine and parts of four wheels and nothing more. Not a trace of either Andrew Kehoe or Emory Hayek was ever found. As it turns out, there was a clock-timed third explosion that morning in which Mr. Kehoe's farmhouse and outbuildings were destroyed, and his wife's body was found in those ashes. So in all, 46 people died by dynamite that day. 37 of those victims were young children. For Emory Hayek was the community of Bath's school superintendent. It was rising school taxes which Andrew Kehoe, a school board member, had battled so vigorously, yet unsuccessfully. It was the community school, therefore, which Mr. Kehoe, in psychotic frustration, targeted and obliterated on the last day of classes before summer break. Often we shudder at the insanity of our times. These were not our times. Now you can marvel at that of another, the Bath Massacre, a schoolhouse slaughter in which three times more students were killed than in Littleton, Colorado. And that was the morning of May 18, 1927. And now you know the rest of the story.